Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Messi and Ronaldo, two of the world's best players, and they are constantly compared against each other. And for those of you that don't know much about them, today you can learn all about both of them, and then at the end, vote who you like better. And if you already know things about both of them and know who you want to vote for, keep listening because you might learn a thing or two and maybe even want to change your vote. But before we get into that, we have to do our three world records in soccer of the day. So, our first one is Kazuyoshi Miura. I am really bad at saying that, sorry. Called King Kazu. He is a Japanese striker, and he is the oldest person to play in a pro soccer game in Japan. He did this. He was 57 years old. So, yeah, that's way older than most people. Most people retire at their, like, late 30s to early 40s, but 57 is almost 60 years old. So that's pretty crazy that he could still do that. And he wasn't, like he was still playing good soccer at the age of 57, so that's really cool. And then, for our second record, I'm not able to pronounce this name very good, so sorry about that. Davia Kimboro played pro at the age of 13, making him the youngest kid to play pro. So 13 is really, really young, and he didn't play the whole game for one of the games. He played in the last few minutes, but that's still amazing that you could even get out on the pro field at the age of 13. So obviously he was really good. And for our third and final record of the day, Robbie Heberson has been named to have the strongest kick ever. During a free kick in one of their games, he scored it because there was no way anyone was getting in front of this because it was a 210 kilometer per hour kick. So everyone was pretty afraid of that, but it was named the most powerful kick ever. So that's a really cool record to have. So obviously he has quite the leg. He'd be good at goal kicks and corner kicks. All right, and that's it for our records today. Now let's get into Messi and Ronaldo. We're going to start with Messi, and then we'll talk about Ronaldo in the second half. So, Messi has received 8 Ballon d'Or as the world's top player, so those are just awards, and they're a pretty big deal. 8 of them, that makes it seem like it's easy. It's really not easy to get awards like that, but he just makes it look easy. His childhood dream was to bring home a World Cup. He's played with FC Barcelona for 17 seasons, which is crazy. He also plays for the Miami CF, which is an MLS team. He is the first and only ever to win 5 and 6 Euro Golden Shoes. So again, another award. He has tons of awards. These are just a few, but he's broken a record by getting awards, which getting an award in soccer is a big deal, and breaking records in soccer is a big deal. So he's just getting it, like, all in one. He is Argentina's team captain, which is not surprising because he is super technical and he seems like a really nice person. I feel like I would want to, like, meet him, obviously, because he's, like, one of my favorite soccer players ever. Also, just he seems like a really nice guy, and he's in, like, commercials and stuff. Not that that has anything to do with that, but his wife's name is Antonella Roccuzzo, and he has 3 kids, Tiago, Matteo, and Ciro. As a kid, he would play tag with his older brothers and his friends that were playing soccer, his older brother's friends that were playing soccer, and he would just, like, tag along with them, because for most little kids, that would be a little intimidating, because just, like, these big, strong, like, soccer players, his older brother's friends and his older brother, and he just went playing with them all the time, didn't care, even though he is pretty small. I think he is 5'7", so that's pretty small, but he was not afraid of it, and he is still not afraid to be aggressive and get in there in the game. He's still just like that. His parents' names are George and Cecilia. He was offered a spot at La Masia to play soccer at the age of 13, and they paid for all of his doctor bills because Messi had a condition where it was going to cost thousands of dollars, and his parents and family couldn't afford that. But these people were like, hey, you're so good, and you're 13 years old, but you can't pay for your doctor bills. Well, if you move to Europe and play for us, we'll pay for all your doctor bills. And so that's exactly what he did, because he wanted to get better, obviously. And so he moved to Europe and stayed with some relatives there. Although he's pretty short, as I said before, 5'7", he's quick on his feet and super technical. He has all sorts of, like, tricks. He can just out-dribble, like, the best of the best. He is just really good on that. And he's played in 5 World Cups with Argentina and has played 26 games and gotten 13 goals. He's played 3 seasons with 40-plus goals for La Liga. La Liga is one of his teams that he's played on. He's played on so many different teams, it's hard to even like keep track of it, but he has gotten so many goals. 40 plus goals in 3 seasons. That is crazy. That's really good. And then not even to talk about his 91 goals in 1 year, as we were saying earlier. Also crazy. Yeah, he's just breaking records all over the place. All right, and that is all I have so far on Messi. And for Ronaldo, we have some things. So here we go. Cristiano Ronaldo is 39 years old, and he's a Portuguese soccer player. He's won 5 Ballon d'Or awards in 2008, 2013, 2014, 2016, and 2017. So we talked about this award earlier. Messi won 8 of them. I'm not trying to downplay the fact that he has 5 at all. 5 is still amazing. It's a really big deal. Even 1 is amazing. Like, but he has 5, and Messi has 8. That's crazy. So that tells you just at the beginning how much talent they both have and dedication. He scored 900 goals in his pro soccer career, so he has a few more career goals than Messi, but him and Messi are both still climbing in those goals. They're constantly scoring goals for their teams. They're a big asset to both of their teams. He's a captain for both Saudi Pro League Cup AI Nasser and the national team for Portugal, and which also makes sense because he is one of their best players, even though his team, Portugal, is really good. But that's saying a lot that he's, like, one of the best players in that, too. And he makes a good captain, I guess. So, he's won 4 European gold shoes. So, obviously, he, as well as Messi, have won several awards, I guess, in soccer. He has a wife. Her name is Georgina Rodriguez. And he has 4 kids. And so, he has Cristiano Ronaldo Jr. He was born June 2010. He is 14 years old. He has Eva and Mateo, who are both 7. They're twins, and they were born in June of 2017. And he has Alana Martina dos Santos Aveira. She's 7 years old as of November of 2017. And sadly, one boy passed away at birth. They were going to have a 5th kid, but he sadly passed away. So he actually, Ronaldo grew up in a working class neighborhood, so he didn't grow up in one of those, like, fancy, like, private school neighborhoods where he can go to any soccer school he wants. He had to work for it, just like, you should have to, and he definitely worked hard for it. So, his iconic number 7 came from George Best, Eric Cantona, and David Beckham, who are all people who had that number in the past, and that number got passed down to him. And, the other two aren't as popular, but they are still pretty, like, amazing. But David Beckham, if you've ever heard the saying, bend it like Beckham, he found out a way to bend the ball so that it would look like it's going into the goal one way, but it would trick the goalie and go in another way. So that was a really smart, like, technical thing he did. So it's an honor for Ronaldo to be able to get that number passed down to him, and he has played it well, I think. His national team, Portugal, as I said earlier, won an international trophy, UEFA Euro Championship, and UEFA Nations League. Some of his strengths, he has agility, he can jump like crazy, and is really quick on his feet. He actually can jump, like, super high. It's kind of crazy. But, and he actually has a lot of superstitions that he does before each game. For example, he only steps onto the field with his left foot. He styles his hair before each game. And he's actually, this does not have to do with superstitions, but he's actually a fashion icon, which I did not know. But yeah, he's, like, a big thing in the fashion world. I don't know much about that sort of thing, but I just found that out when I was researching. So, now that we've said both of those, I'm going to tell you my vote. Just because I vote for Messi is not because I don't think Cristiano Ronaldo's not amazing. Messi's just been my favorite, and I've just been, I guess, following his games more, and I don't know. Messi is definitely my vote, but that does not mean Ronaldo is any less amazing. So, hopefully you figured out who you would like to vote for now that this is towards the end. They're both amazing. They've gotten so many awards and played on so many different teams that wanted them to play with them, so it's kind of crazy how good they are, but they both deserve it because they've worked really hard to get where they are. So, I hope you have your vote ready, but before we can close out, we of course have our soccer words of the day. For our first one, we have juggling. So, juggling is not where you have 3 balls and you toss them in the air and try to catch them. although that is hard. I've tried. But this type of juggling is with your feet. You have to kind of point your toe down so you have a flat surface on the top of your foot, and you tap the ball up in the air and try to, like, it's pretty difficult, and lots of people are able to do it, but some people are absolutely crazy. Like, they can go on for, like, tens of minutes. Like, there's all sorts of records that I'll actually share with you guys in the future of how many times people can juggle. It's crazy because you have to have really good balance and hit it on the right part of your foot, or otherwise it goes everywhere. So with juggling, you can use your feet, your knees, your chest, your head. It's a little more risky to use your chest and head because it's hard to keep it controlled after that, but obviously with practice you can do that. So yeah, that's what juggling is. For our second word, we have on your toes, which is basically just what it sounds like, but I'll explain it to you anyways. You want to kind of be like bouncing around. Like, you don't want to be flat-footed, because if you're flat-footed, then if you get a pass or if a ball comes to you that was deflected off of someone, you're not on your toes, so you're not able to get there as quick, and then that's not as helpful for your team, obviously, because you want to be able to get there, and it's hard to do that when you're flat-footed. You can't get there as quickly, and so if the ball is going really fast, it's hard to move there. So if you stay bouncing on your toes, then when the ball comes, you're ready. You make quick little movements and get there before the other team can, which can be super helpful to your team. So you definitely want to be on your toes instead of being flat-footed, because that can definitely turn into a bad habit, and it's just better for your team if you're on your toes. And yes, it gets a little bit more tiring, but you get used to it, and it's so helpful and so worth it. And for our third and final soccer word of the day, we have pendulum. So for those of you that know like what a pendulum is, it just kind of looks like that, like a bell, I guess. They're also called bells, pendulums, same thing. It's a footwork thing. You bounce back and forth on both of your toes, and both of your feet, and you're kicking the ball back and forth between your two feet, and you're not like passing it to people, you're just passing it like back and forth between your own feet, and you can get faster, and you have to like stay on your toes. So it's good for staying on your toes, and once you practice it, you can get a lot, and it's like one of the easier footwork things, but still super helpful. So that's what that is. So bell or pendulum. And that's it for our soccer words of the day. So I hope you enjoyed learning more about Messi and Ronaldo. I hope you now know who you're going to vote for in the podcast polls, and I hope you had fun listening today. Please listen for some more episodes coming up. This is We Shoot, We Score, and I hope you enjoyed. Bye!